Blog Talk Radio.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah.
Yes, God, we thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. We bless your name, oh God. We can't do it without you, God. The anointing makes a difference in our life. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service here at the Preacher.
And the Pastor.
And we're so happy to be here. We thank God for this good day that the Lord
has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Welcome, welcome, welcome again. We'd like to welcome you all. If it's your first time being here on, being with us on Sunday service, we just like to welcome you.
Yes, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you here, and we're glad to be in the presence of the Lord.
Amen, 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 amen. What can I say? You know, I'm just so grateful. I'm just, you know, if you just stop and look back over your life, and I always say this, you'll hear me say this many times, the fact that you can look back over your life means that you have life.
That's right. And
so, you know, not to take for granted the life that God gives us, you know, that God is always with us and protecting us, because there's so many things that's going on in the world, and it can easily hit home. But I just want to thank God for just keeping me, keeping you, keeping our children, keeping our family members and loved ones. And I'm just grateful. I'm thankful.
That's exactly the place where you need to be. That's the place where God wants you to be. Be in that place of being grateful, be in that place of being thankful, because you are living in the land of the living.
Amen. If you're just now tuning in to Sunday service, I am Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And so today we're just excited having you here on Sunday service. That you can come here and worship with us. We can praise and worship our Heavenly Father, unhindered, unaltered, just being genuine. Be, you know, just coming naked to the throne with a grace, asking and receiving, expecting to receive and all that we ask for. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, this platform that we're on, you know, there's so much that's going on in the world, but God saw it fit for us to be on this platform to still to be able to deliver the word, so we still can come together despite all of the things of the chaos that's going on in this world. You know,
yeah.
God is still able. Just remember that God is able to do all things.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, welcome to Sunday service. Let us pray. It's a time for prayer. You want to set your minds and get ready to receive the word of God, and let us pray. So we want to get into a place where we're receiving. You know, we want to get that first of our mind and stay on God right now so that we can see, receive, and feel the Holy Spirit moving on and around us, you know, making change in our atmosphere. So, Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we come right now in the mighty name of Lord, Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth, holy name. We come present ourselves as our bodies as a holy sacrifice unto you, Father God. Oh, Lord, asking you to cleanse us, oh God, and make us pure, make us right with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come with holy name, oh God. We come, Father God, giving all that we have to you, Father God, so that you can change us, oh God. Oh, Lord, teach us to lean not to our own understanding, Father God, but to your understanding, oh Lord. Father God, we give you our heart. We give our heart to you, Lord. Please teach us to be humble, oh God. We give our feet to you, Lord. Please help us to not stumble in this life, oh God. We give our eyes, oh God. Eyes belong to you, Lord.
Yes.
Look your holy way, oh God. Help us to look straight ahead and seek you every day of our lives, Father God. With our ears, let us hear from you, Lord. Every time you call us, oh Lord. Lord, give it. We give ourselves to you, Lord God. We withholding nothing, Lord God. We will obey your law, Lord God. We give our hands to you, Lord. We will lift them up in praise and worship to you, Lord God. We will worship you, Lord, all our blessed days, Lord God, for you have blessed our days. And we receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our mouth we give to you, Lord God. We shout with victory right now. Victory, victory, victory over all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We belong to you, Lord God. Now we can live our life free and unhindered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, because we have made you the head of our life.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And with you, we have all that we need, oh God. We thank you right now, Father God, that there's no lack of your goodness operating through and about our life. But God, we thank you for touching us right now, even as we pray right now, trusting and believing, oh God. We thank you that healing is taking place. We thank you that deliverance is taking place, that people are being set free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are our miracle worker. So miracles are being worked right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we thank you.
Yes,
we thank you, God. We call upon you right now, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, to touch and heal right now. We call upon you, Jehovah Jireh, for you are our provider. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, our Lord of peace. That peace come and overtake us right now. That peace that surpasses all understanding. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, the Lord of our hosts, the Lord of all, God, to fight our battles right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That all we have to do is stand and know that the battle is already yours, oh God. And all we have to do is claim the victory through Christ Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We call upon you, Elder Strong One, right now, to strengthen us right now where we are weak in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we decree and declare that we are not weak and strong right now. Oh, my Lord, my God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you, El Shaddai, the all sufficient, the God of the mountains, the God Almighty you are, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare your works in our life, Jehovah Nisi, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. We just want to say thank you, oh God. Jehovah Methodistum, sanctified right now, the Lord sanctified. Jehovah Sinkadu, we call upon you, the Lord our righteousness, oh God. Make us righteous by your righteousness, oh God. Lead us down the path of righteousness in your name, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there with us, our companion, that we are never lonely, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, oh God. Lord, there are many that are sick and are dealing with COVID-19 or symptoms or whatever it is in this world, disease known and unknown to them. We pray their healing right now. Father, you are the great physician who promised that you will place none of these diseases upon us. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. Oh, Father God, you are our way maker. You are our miracle worker. You said in Isaiah 53:5 that you were wounded for our transgression, bruised for our neck, and then the chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by your strength that we are healed. So I decree and I declare healing over everyone that's on the line, our family members and loved ones that are suffering right now in their bodies with aches and pain and discomfort. Some people are being diagnosed and don't know. They're looking for a diagnosis and they don't even know what's going on with them. The doctors don't know what's going on with them. But Father God, we decree and declare healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord,
in
my God, we
Jesus.
Just want to say thank you, oh God. Father, we decree and declare according to 1 chapter 1 and 2, the love I wish above all things that they may as prosper and be in health and even as our soul prosper. Oh, Father God, we thank you right now that we are healthy and fit and strong in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we ask that you just have your way, oh God. Oh, Lord, we give it all over to you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, that you teach us, oh God. Oh, Lord, guide us and keep us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you for the blood that was shed on Calvary, oh God, the blood that protects us and the blood that keeps us, oh God, the blood that heals us and delivers us, that sets us free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We are new creatures in Christ right now. The old has passed away. And we see that all things are new right now. It is written in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. Therefore, any man in Christ, he is a new creature. And all things have passed away. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are made new. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, for the new right now.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We can't thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Father God, we thank you for your promises. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing right now, God. We thank you, Father God, that we can call upon you and you answer us, Lord. We thank you, Father God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that we are delivered and set free this morning from every curse spoken, written, generational, foundational curses, right now, every blood covenant curse, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask for that, Holy Spirit, that you will walk the house on today. Right now, cleanse out all darkness, oh God, from our life, oh God, that's in us right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh,
in
Father
the
God,
name
we
of
just
Jesus.
Want to say
yes,
thank you. Oh, Lord, bless the pastor today,
thank
oh God,
you,
as he goes forward with the word, oh God. Lord, let your words and things be in his mouth, oh God.
Lord,
that you be the Holy Spirit flow through him unhindered, oh God, and unaltered in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, I just want to say thank you. We thank you, oh God. We can't
thank
you enough,
Lord,
and yet we thank you. Father God, we
thank
ask in
Lord
Jesus'
Jesus.
Name, whatever this will have us to do, Lord God, we
thank
ask,
thank you, Holy Spirit.
Let us receive divine directions and instructions, Father God, so we can do all that you commanded us to do in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For we know, Father God, your word says that disobedience is a form of witchcraft, and when there's disobedience, there are curses. So, Father God, let us have the spirit of obedience, Father God, to be obedient, to do your will, all that you've called us to do, because we know in obedience there is a blessing. Your word says that obedience is better than sacrifice. So, Father God, we want to just say thank you, oh God, for helping us, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, help us all right now. We all need your help, whether we know it or not, Father God, whether we have money or not, whether we have our help or not. Lord, we need you every day of our life. Lord, give us you everything else can wait, oh God. It is our heart's desire, Father God, to serve you all the days of our life. And we know by serving you, Father God, that means to serve one another, to help one another, to minister to one another, Lord. Help us to always minister using one another, Father God. Let your word continuously be in our mouth, oh God, to be able to minister to each other, Father God, to help, to inspire, Lord God, to encourage in the name of Jesus Christ in those hard times, in those evil days,
yes,
Lord God.
Father.
And right
yes.
now, you put on the full armor of God. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for your full armor this morning, I mean this afternoon, Lord God,
thank
in
you, Lord.
The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we love you more and more
yes,
each day,
Father.
Oh, God. We decree and we declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all that we pray for this day and this time, Lord God, that you've answered our prayers already. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving
yes, and
to
Jesus
God be the glory. And we both say, and we all say, amen, amen,
amen,
and
amen.
Amen. Again. Glory
amen.
To God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. There's
yes,
so many
thank
people
you,
that
Lord,
are in need. Right now at this time, so many people are going through so much. A lot of people are operating in fear. And we come against the spirit of fear right now. But the Bible says that
yeah.
God's perfect love casts out all fear. So we do not operate in fear. We operate in the power and the love that God has given us. So we don't operate in fear. And I come against that fear right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you right now. I'm going to give you all the scripture,
yes,
and then I'm going to go to our music, worship, praise and worship. And then we'll have a message from Pastor Doris Amen on today. And we thank God for you, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Let God use it. The Holy Spirit flow through you today. The scripture today, we're going to come from it. God is calling us to pray, you all. He's calling families to be united. You know, he's calling us to
yeah.
stand in the gap for one another. And it's important. That's how we communicate with God, is through prayer. And so it's so important that we are praying, not just for ourselves, but we are praying for one another. We as family members, we need to come together and pray for one another. A lot of times when we are
yeah.
sick or going through, it's hard for us to pray for somebody else. When we hurting, when we broke, it's hard for us to pray for somebody else's financial blessing. When we sick, it's hard for us to pray for somebody else's blessing. When we need to be delivered, it's hard for us to pray for somebody else's deliverance. But God is calling us to pray.
Yes.
When we know the story about Job, God didn't bless Job until Job prayed for his friends, and then God gave him double for his trouble. So you got to understand, when you're
yeah.
in that place
yeah.
and you feel like, I can't help you because I can't help myself. Yes, you can. Pray. Pray. God is calling us to pray. He's calling everybody
Amen.
To pray. So we're in a season where we are praying for each other. There's a time
yes.
to be alone and pray. There's a time that you come out and you pray for others. You pray for those that are weak, even when you feel like I don't have it in me to do it, Lord. But the Bible says we're going to go to 2
yeah.
Chronicles 7 and 14, you all. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, and we all know this. We all know this scripture here. If not, you'll know it today, you know, because this is what we're called to do. God is calling us to pray. Call upon him. He knows what we need before we ask. But he's saying, you need to pray. When are you going to pray? When are you going to get down on your knees? When are you going to get on your face and pray? When are you going to seek me with all your heart? You know, not just your things, but when are you going to seek me? A lot of
yeah,
us are seeking
yeah.
God for things, money and cars and houses and, you know, husband and wife. That's okay. But God said, I need you to seek me, because when you seek me, you get everything you need. The Bible says, seek ye
yeah.
first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So God is saying, seek me.
Mm-hmm.
Seek me. The Bible says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves
uh-huh.
and pray and seek my face
uh-huh.
and turn their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land.
Mm-hmm.
He said, that, and I'm going to say it again because we got to understand, he said, when we do this, he will forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. So some people say, I'm praying, like, I ain't got to pray. God's going to do it. But we have to pray. We need to pray for one another, and that's important that we pray. And once we pray, God says, then I will hear you. I will answer you. So when we are in need, there are many that there may be no one with whom we can talk to, or we may be afraid to share our need with another person. I'm afraid of being judged, but God assures us, yes, he assures Father God ever, that he will not lack assistance when he comes to God in humility, seeking help. May God promise to listen to every prayer offered in the right attitude. God
uh-huh,
is always
uh-huh.
available. Understand that when we pray, you all, it is a time to pray. It is a time to come together. It's the word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, so you must humble yourself and pray and seek God earnestly, a fervent prayer. So get together with your family, your friends, and pray. Get you somebody that you can come together with and pray. Even when you're hurting, pray for somebody else healing. Yeah, God knows you need to be healed, but are you willing to pray for somebody else that needs healing? God knows you need to be delivered, but can you pray for somebody else that needs to be delivered? God knows you need financial support, but can you pray for somebody else's financial breakthrough? God knows what you need, but can you pray? God knows you need a husband or a wife, but can you pray for God to bless somebody else with their husband and wife while you still waiting? Can you do it? Pray, you all. God bless you. That was the scripture I read for you all at 2 Chronicles 7:14. May God bless the reader, the hearer, and most of all, the doers of his word. God bless you. Let the praise and worship right now. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Let the Holy Spirit just move on you right now. Move. Don't start doing things in the house. Don't start trying to eat right now. Just allow the Holy Spirit to move on you right now. A lot of times when we're on a Sunday service, people want to do a lot of other things, have company, eat, drink coffee, talking to people in the background. But no, you at church right now. So the only way you can receive is you need to be attentive to the word of God. So allow this, allow the praise and worship to take you. And let the Holy Spirit move on you so you can receive the message that's going to go forth here in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's very important because a lot of times, even in church, we have a tendency to do a whole lot of stuff on our phone, talking to each other, eating candy, talking and saying, oh, how long the pastor going to be? Oh, Lord, I got to get out, I got to watch my show. No, I need y'all to get in the place. That's when we get into the Holy of Holies so you can receive. A lot of times we can't receive because we're moving around too much in the church. But it's still right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth so that you can receive on today. It may be just this moment where God is saying, be still so you can receive your healing, so you can receive your deliverance, so you can be blessed and protected in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So sit still and receive right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Into this building, you brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the same. So you tell me you've been to your physician. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, your body, and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah. And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your broken
head.
He has
a miracle
to fix your need.
Won't you trust?
Won't you trust him?
Oh, then you will receive. About your situation, but with every test and every trial, There is revelation that God is able to supply every one of your needs. He's here to touch and heal you. Oh, he'll set you free. Yes, he will. God, you promised me, said he would. God can heal. Yes, he can. That you'll have your healing. Once God works a miracle to fit your needs, go tell the Lord, oh, what you have received. Hallelujah.
Lord,
mended my broken.
He has mended my brokenness.
Give me a miracle.
Gave me a spiritual soul.
Just a bit
to my need.
Can I get a witness in here? That you can lift your hands and say, right where you are. Come on and tell him. Oh,
I have received.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
At this time, we've been a message to you and be brought to you all today by Pastor Dorsey Manning. I thank God for his life. You all, ask you all to please be open to receive the message of God and be moved by the word of God as he will bring forth the unadulterated word, unhindered word. I mean, he's going to bring the word of God with the anointing on it. So we just thank God for you right now. May God have all the increase as you decrease and deliver the word of God today, precept upon precept, word upon word. Right now, not adding or taking away from what the word of God is saying. And we thank God for you right now. God bless you. Pastor Dorsey Manny with the message. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father God, I just want to say thank you for allowing me this opportunity to be your messenger. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be a messenger of your word, to deliver your word to these here, your children, Father, that have tuned in on the preacher and the pastor Sunday service to be able to hear your word and to be able to see you in your word. Now, Father, I pray that you be every single thought, be every single feeling, and be every single word that proceeds out of my mouth. I thank you, Lord, that you have already allow scripture to interpret scripture, for me not to add anything or take anything away. Holy Spirit, we loose you right now to have your way. Unclean thought, unclean spirit, we bind you right now in the name of Jesus. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. And all that do agree says, amen.
Amen.
Today, I want to talk about how do I give to God? How do I give to God? Yeah. If you have your Bibles with you, I want you to go with me to Proverbs chapter 3, and we'll start at verse 9. Proverbs chapter 3, and we'll start at verse 9, according to
Proverbs
the topic of
three,
how do
nine.
I give to God?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 9 reads, honor the Lord with thy sustenance and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So now this right here is saying, honor the Lord with thy sustenance and with thy first fruit and all thy increase. That means that all that you have, all that God has given you, all that God has blessed you with, this scripture right here in Proverbs is saying, honor the Lord with your first fruit. That means your money. That means your time. That means your relationship. That means your effort. That means your word. That means that everything that God has given to you that have increased your life, he said, honor the Lord with your first substance. So now, right here, this is for believers, and this is for non-believers, but this is for believers. See, there are things that you are looking to show up in your life. But see, these things that you are looking to show up in your life, God says to honor him with your first substance. And when these things do show up in your life, what he's saying is that a portion of it is you're supposed to give it back to God.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to go on the subject of money because everybody always talks about money. But let's talk about your relationships. Or let's talk about your relationships. So now, if you are in the right relationship, or even if you are in the wrong relationship, things happen on the inside. I'm talking about inside things. I'm talking about feelings. Talking about what drives you, or your will, or whatever it is, whether it's positive or whether it's negative. See, God says to honor you with your first substance and your first fruit. So if God has given you love, then that means the first thing that you should do when you're in a relationship is give love. So now, this is an increase, because at one point, you know, you were looking for love to show up in your life, and then you asked God for something, and he gave you a lover or a loved one, whether it came by a husband or wife or children or whatever type of relationship is that love. He said, honor God with your first substance. Now, this is telling you what you are to give to God. So let's read a little bit farther right here. Let's go to Proverbs. Let's go right here, 10. Let's go right here, 10. It says, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and the presses shall bear out with new wine. 11 says, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of the correction. So now, right here, what the Bible is saying to you is that God loves his children. God loves his, and God, he gives to his children. So and what he's saying is, hey, I gave to you, so hey, you give back. He's not saying give off every single dollar, everything back. He just say give a portion back.
first.
Give a portion back.
When you get your stimulant. When you get your stimulus, or when you get your whatever it is, your paycheck,
your unemployment,
you know, that thing that you're looking for, it says first.
Yes.
First. Take out the portion that is due to God.
Yes.
Bring it unto God, what's due to God, first.
Jesus.
And give it
first.
To God.
You give it to
and
God?
This is when you're born, or this is when your house would be filled. This is when your pockets
yes.
would be filled. This is when your relationship
yes.
would be filled. This is when your heart
yes.
would be filled. This is where everything
yes.
that you desire in your life will be filled. Because it's
Jesus,
not about the money
Jesus.
That you're giving to God. It's not
yes,
about
Lord.
The love that you're giving to God. It's about what God
Jesus.
Has given to you for you to offer it.
Amen.
This is
Amen.
A direct
Hallelujah.
Expression of how much you trust God and how much you believe in
yes.
God. And not how much
yes.
you believe in yourself or what someone
oh, God,
else can
oh,
do
God.
Or any other source that's outside
Jesus.
Of God.
My God, yes, Lord.
Now, the things that
yes,
we do
Lord.
That causes us to feel, you know what, I didn't do that right. Well, see, we know that we
Jesus.
Are the children of God, and it's right. It says that God, don't be upset about correction. Because he corrects his
yes,
children because God loves you. Will you allow your child to be going the wrong way or doing the wrong
yes,
thing
Lord.
Or saying the wrong thing and not correct your child? Yes. You will correct your child. That's the same way that God corrects you
yes,
because
sir.
You are his child and
yes.
he loves you.
Amen.
So how do I give to God? Well, right here in Proverbs, what it says is to honor with your first substance here. Now,
yeah.
let's go ahead on over here. It says, you can't beat God-given no matter how hard you try.
No, you can't.
No matter how hard you try, you can't beat God-given. So what
yes,
can you
true.
Give to God? God owns everything, even the spirit
yes,
that's operating
true.
Inside of you. You belong to God.
Mm-hmm.
So what can you give to God that God haven't already
yes,
given you?
Lord.
So let's think about some things right now that God has given you. Okay, God gave you stewardship, management over all of the earth. So
mm-hmm.
God gave you the world.
Yes,
you don't own the world, but he gave you stewardship and management over all of the world. And everything in it.
Yes, Lord.
That's what God gave him. Not only did he give you that, but he gave you each other. He gave you a wife,
yes,
or
Lord.
Gave
Thank
you a husband,
you,
whichever gender that you are, he gave
yes,
you each other.
Lord.
So look what God
yes,
gave.
Lord.
Look what God gave. Not only did he give you that, but he gave you instructions on how to treat your husband, on how to treat your wife, or how to treat
yes,
each other. So he gave you his instructions on what to do in this world that he gave you management over. And
yes,
not only that,
Lord.
He gave himself, he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, for you in these times where you don't know what to do or when your world is turned all upside down or whatever it is that's going on in your life, he gave you Jesus Christ. Now tell me how
yes.
can I beat God-given? You can't beat God-given no matter how hard you try.
Yes,
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
So over here in Psalms 34, let's go over here to Psalms 34. Psalms 34 and 1. Psalms 34 and 1 said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Now, this is what you give to God. You give God your voice. You give God your praise. You make a joyful noise unto the Lord every single day. What are you doing the first thing in the morning, or what are you doing the last thing at night? The Bible tells us over here in Psalm 34 and 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue
yes,
to be
God.
In my mouth.
Yes, God.
That's
Thank
honor.
You.
That's the highest form of praise. That's what you can give to God. You give God your voice. You sing a new song
yes,
to him,
Lord.
A song
Hallelujah.
That he's put into your heart, that he's put into your mind. This song that God
yes,
puts into your heart and to your mind, this is what caused your mind to be at rest. This is what caused
yes,
your heart
Lord.
To be filled with love. This
yes,
is what caused
Lord.
You
Thank
to
you,
be
Lord.
In that place to where you are loving life instead of hating life. You're loving one
Jesus.
Another instead of hating one another.
Amen.
You're loving God
Amen.
Instead of hating what the world or what Satan or the people in the world are doing to you.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Now, over here
in 1 Peter. I'm going to take you through a few. I'm going to take you through a few scriptures right here. 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7 says, humble mm-hmm. yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. How many mm-hmm. know, how many people know that the troubles that you have in your life have an expiration date on it?
Yeah,
see, there are
some
things
God.
That
Amen.
Are going on in your life right now,
yes,
and
you're
looking at
Jesus.
These things and like, this is the end. But see, God has already
yes.
made a promise to you. He said,
my
that
Lord,
you cast
thank
your
you,
cares
Jesus.
On me because I am the one
yes,
that cares
God.
For you. So all that it is that you're
Amen.
Going through right
Amen.
Now is not because to break you, but it's for you
yes.
to be exalted up over it because God is about to use you. He's
Amen.
About to use
Amen.
That
glory
that
to
is in to bring you to the person
yes,
that he
Lord.
Has called you to be.
Thank you, Lord. Yes,
cast your cares on him. Cast your cares on God. It has an expiration
right
date. God loves you.
Yes.
And he loves you so
thank
much.
You, Father,
he already
God.
Know that you were going to be in the situation of your life,
mm-hmm.
whatever it is that you're
glory.
Into. He knew it, and he was
Jesus,
with you before you got in it. He's with you now while you're in it, and he has already made
yes.
a way and made a plan to bring you out.
Amen. Glory
to God.
Cast
your cares
thank
on
you,
me.
Jesus.
Whatever
yes,
it is that's
yes,
so
yes.
heavy on you, whatever it is that you've been dealing
cast
with.
Cast it right now. Yes, Lord.
Yesteryears, or whatever it is that you're dealing with
Jesus.
Right now, it's just
right now,
come to an end.
My,
so how
my,
do
yes,
I give
God.
To God? The only thing that I can give to God is the very thing that I have every single day, and that's my brokenness.
Jesus.
And that's what God wants. God wants the sinners to come to him. God wants the brokenness to come to him. God has already
yes,
sent
Lord.
Christ Jesus into this world to be broken, and he already has been
Jesus,
broken, so you don't
yes,
have to be broken. So when you come
yes,
to God
Lord.
With your brokenness, what you're doing is you
oh,
bring
God,
the very thing
Lord.
That he
yes,
did
Lord.
Not want you to live with to him because he wants
Jesus.
You to live in that abundance through Christ Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what I have to give. And that's what you have to give.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody in this world is experiencing or have experiencing some type of brokenness at some point in their life. No
true.
One
yes, it
can make it through this life without experiencing brokenness. Jesus,
that's true.
Who is God, lived in this world and experienced brokenness. So now if
Jesus,
God, Jesus is God. He lives his life. And he experienced brokenness. What made me think
Jesus.
That I too can live this life and not experience brokenness? What made
Jesus.
Me think that I can be in any situation and not have to ever have to deal with any type of pain or suffering? Now that don't mean that I'm gonna have to stay right there. I'm not
Jesus.
Saying that. But what I am saying is that this world is a broken world, and Jesus Christ have already been broken so that you can be healed and live according to how God wants you to live.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Psalms 34
thank
and 17
you.
Said, the righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of their troubles.
Thank
so
you,
who
Lord.
Is trouble?
Thank
everybody has living. Some trouble. Jesus Christ has some trouble. You have some trouble in these times. It might be going all right right now. But see, trouble has a way of trying to find the people or the ones that are doing all right. So when trouble
yes,
finds
true.
You, when trouble finds you, don't worry about that trouble that finds you. The Bible tells us over here in John 14 and 1, it said, let not your heart be troubled. It said, let
yes.
not your heart be troubled. That's a challenge for you. This is Jesus that said that. Let not your heart
mm-hmm,
be
mm-hmm.
troubled. So
yes,
whatever
Lord.
It is that you're experiencing
yes.
right now that's causing you to feel a certain type of way, let not your heart be troubled.
Let not your heart be troubled. Glory to God.
So what have God given to you? God has blessed
everything.
You more than what you can ever imagine, more
thank
than what you,
Lord.
You ever
thank you for your blessing,
can
Father.
Know. Jesus tells us that over here in Matthew chapter 5. Let's go with me right now to Matthew chapter 5, and I'll show you this here. Over here in Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, in verse 3, says, blessed are the pure in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Anybody that is, blessed are the poor in spirit. Anybody that is poor in spirit, there is the kingdom of heaven for you. God is near, so you don't have to worry about anything. God is near.
Amen.
And Father God, we just want to say thank you for being near. What can
thank
I give
you,
to
Lord.
God? I'm going to give you all of my trouble. I'm going to give you all of my pain. Because that's really
God.
All that I have to give. It's the very thing that I experience
Jesus.
Every single life.
Jesus, thank
Father
you.
Father God, we thank you that you have already made all things available for me
yes,
to
God.
Be able to live. And I thank you for your
yes,
protection.
Lord.
I thank you for
thank
your
you,
power.
Lord.
I thank
yes,
you for
God.
Giving me your power to render Satan harmless. And I thank you
yes,
for your faith. And I thank you, Lord, for your love that caused me to be in that place where you are.
Yes.
Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen. Glory to God. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the word that went forward on tonight. May God overflow you with all that you have poured out, Pastor, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there's anyone right now that is needing prayer, we can pray for you. Press 1. We would like to pray for you. Pray for your healing. Pray for your deliverance. Pray for your peace. Pray for your joy, your happiness. Pray for your husband.
Yes.
Pray for your spouse to come, those that are waiting for God to send you a wife or husband. Let us pray for you. Whatever it is, if you're needing prayer, our first one, we'll be happy to come into agreement with you, all that you are going through in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You're on last number ending 3680. Miss Charlene?
Yes. Sure, yes, ma'am.
Oh. Welcome. Welcome, Charlene, to Sunday service.
Welcome.
Okay, we'd love to pray for you. Is there something particularly you want us to pray about? Pray for.
For deliverance.
And deliverance, oh, absolutely. Because, Father God, we come to you right now. We come touching and agreeing, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come lifting up your daughter, Father God. And, Lord, first of all, we just want to say thank you in advance, oh God, for her deliverance.
Thank you,
in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, you know what she's going through, Father God. You know exactly what she needs
yes.
right now. Lord, so we pray that you would deliver right now. We break all generational curses of pride in her life right now. Rebellion, lust, poverty, witchcraft, idolatry, death, destruction, failure, sickness, infirmity, fear, schizophrenia, rejection, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all generation and hereditary spirits operating in her life through curses to be bound and cast out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of lust, perversion, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, immorality to come out of all sexual characters in her right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of hurt, rejection, fear, anger, wrath, sadness, depression, discouragement, grief, bitterness, and unforgiveness to come out of her emotions right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all fears of confusion, forgetfulness, mind control right now, mental illness, double-mindedness, fantasies, pain, pride, and memory calls to come out of our mind right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We break all curses of schizophrenia. We command all spirits of double-mindedness, rejection, rebellion, and root of bitterness to come out of our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of guilt, shame, and condemnation to come out of our conscience right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of pride, stubbornness, disobedience, rebellion, self-will, selfishness, and arrogance to come out of our will right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of addiction to come out of our appetite right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits of witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and occult to come out of our life right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits operating in our head, our eyes, our mouth, our tongue, our throat to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits operating in her chest, her lungs to come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits operating in her back and spine to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits operating in her stomach, her navel, her abdominal to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits operating in your heart, spleen, kidneys, liver, and pancreas to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits operating in your sexual organs to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all spirits operating in your hands, arms, legs, feet to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all demons operating in your skeletal system, including your bones, your joints, your knees, and elbows to come out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We command all
We prioritize that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings on us that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promises in Malachi 3 that because we are tithers, that we will prosper, oh God. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us, oh God. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because we are obedient to paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we want to just say thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our family members and loved ones, our finances, our fruits, our ground, because we are tithers, because we are obedient to paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families, our finances, our fruits, and our grounds. Bless us, oh God, with the seven blessings of the tithers, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you to give us fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithers, according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive the blessings right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, call all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen. Benediction at this time. Go ahead, Pastor.
Now may God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete every good work to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. You all be blessed. Thank you all for being with us on today. May God continue to bless you and increase you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wednesday night is Bible study at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. The number to call in for Bible study is 732-434-2510. Again, that number is 732-434-2510 at 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You all be blessed. We love you. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Have a blessed Sunday.
Amen.
All right. Love you, babe. God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you, Charlie, and all who's with you. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Come on, put your hands.